Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Hey, okay, man. I missed you guys. How are you? Izzy says we should check in with ourselves more often, so I just want to take this time to tell you should totally check in with yourself.
Oh, thank you. Distracted again.
Right, man. Sorry, bros. Last week, Izzy and I got stalked by a goat dude, and my brother met this totally lame dude, Lance, and he's doing some research stuff behind my back. Extra school, very lame. And Gwen got her internship. Go Gwenny. That's everything.
Oh my god. Listen, here's what really happened previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
You don't do a lot of research, do you?
Not for stuff like this. Case law? Very obscure parts of the American justice system? Yeah, all of the above. I'm your guy. But ancient weapons? Not so much.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just haven't seen anyone this stressed out outside of finals week. Will you please let me help you?
Yeah. Yes. Please.
Are you expecting someone?
No.
Okay, then, want to tell me why there is a centaur knocking on your sliding glass door?
Oh, you see him too?
That's the sword. And the guy holding it looks exactly like my brother.
He's a huge fucking idiot, Merlin. But he has somehow managed to wake the world, and he's coming soon.
My life is over.
This life is just beginning.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner, Episode 5, 73.
Merlin!
Fucking get out of my way! Hey!
Everyone, get out! Out!
Come on, you bastard.
No, stop. I don't want to go back. No, I do not want to go back. Oh, God damn it.
Merlin? Jesus, I thought you were...
dead. Yeah. Me too, darling. Me too.
Again? Is this... You can't possibly be trying to pour yourself another drink right now.
I wouldn't be trying if you knew how to keep the bar stocked.
You drink enough for a month.
What month?
What?
What month? February, for example, might not be that much unless you account for the loneliness some feel on the 14th and then they drink enough to make up for the shorter number of days. Or in the winter months. Those are cold, but they're shorter, so one might think you drink less because, you know, less daylight. But you know what month is?
June.
That's right, baby! June, and June is for drinking, sweet cheeks. Cheers. On the rocks or neat?
No, I'm okay.
Gonna make an old man drink by himself.
Yeah, Merlin, you're 29. You were just on the 30 under 30 list this year.
Yeah, sure.
Merles, this is the second time someone's found you like this, and I think...
73rd.
Excuse me?
This is the 73rd time someone's found me like this.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does.
You can't have nearly died 73 times. I would remember that.
Of course I haven't nearly died 73 times. Jesus.
You're not making any sense.
I don't expect you to understand. You never do. But it's fun to try from time to time. I have not, in the strictest of terms, nearly died 73 times. I have tried...
You're saying that you've tried to kill yourself 73 times?
I'm saying that I have died 73 times. Just can't get it to stick the once. Oh, no. No, I see the look on your face. I do not want to hear it.
Don't want to hear what?
The rehab pitch. Not only does it not work, okay? It's really quite boring.
Okay, that's okay. What do you want?
Well, it feels pretty obvious.
Why 73?
Oh. 72 felt like I was half arsenic. 74 feels a little melodramatic. Oh, and a gypsy in 1862 told me that that was my unlucky number.
In 1862?
Yep.
I would remember you trying to kill yourself 73 times, Miles.
Yeah, sure you would.
Hey, would you... Be careful, Jesus.
No, it's fine.
It's not fine, you're bleeding. How did you do that? Is this a prank?
Oh, more like an abracadabra.
Magic.
Yeah, kind of my thing.
I'm not going to remember this time either, am I?
It's so much more fun this way, isn't it? You get to pretend that I'm your eccentric client, and I get to enjoy the look on your face when you figure it out again. I always did love the way your eyes crinkle at the side when it clicks. Yeah, just like that. Tris?
Merlin? How did I...
Came up to get me for my show. Something about me trashing the hotel room like a diva.
Jesus, Merlin, you can't keep it together for a day.
Sure I can. How about fraternity while we're at it?
You're not funny. And you're gonna give me an aneurysm, so go take a shower and I'll get someone to clean this up.
You really see him, too?
Yeah, dude. Why is he naked?
Probably because he has goat legs.
But he's got a human... whatever the rest of your body is called.
Torso?
Yes. The shirt part. He should have a shirt.
Goats don't wear shirts.
Just because he has goat legs doesn't make him a goat, Arthur.
How am I in the wrong here?
You can't just run around assuming that someone identifies as a goat just because he's got goat legs.
But he has goat legs.
Maybe he doesn't feel that way. You don't know him.
Well, maybe I should just invite him in for a drink, huh? See if he wants to hit our super bong.
He could die!
How could you possibly know what goats could die from?
Oh, I was thinking about chocolate. Dogs can die from chocolate, yeah.
Shit, man. Why would you even say that?
It's true.
Yeah, but they're dogs, man. Why would you even want to just put that in the world, man?
Oh, no, dude. I'm so sorry.
These little puppies, dude.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I think the goat man is coming for us.
I told you someone was trying to break into the house.
Maybe he's not trying to break in.
But he has goat legs. It is, of course, he's going to do something criminal.
That is, like, so fucking presumptuous. Besides, he wants us to come with him.
How in the ever-loving fuck... Do you know that?
Because he's, like, totally beckoning us.
Did you give me shitty drugs?
How would we be seeing the same goat man if this was a bad trip?
Collective hallucination is a thing.
No, it isn't. And fuck you, because my drugs are pristine. Oh, I don't think he wants to wait anymore.
How do you know? It's a he.
I can just feel his energy.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Dude, that. That is a fucking sword. That is a whole-ass sword.
Yeah? As opposed to what, a half-ass sword?
Oh, that is a broadsword.
And there's a half-goat, half-man outside. Do you want to follow him? Fine, but I'm bringing protection.
Like, by all means, dude, bring the ancient broadsword along. But what's with the gloves? It's like 80 outside.
I don't want to... Look, just don't touch the sword with your bare hands, okay? It's like cursed or something.
Okay. Cursed sword, check. Quest pack, check.
Let's do this.
And after the crazy monster thing chased us through the woods, Gwen certain that we were just, you know, collectively hallucinating. But Arthur's been having these nightmares, and they're way worse than he's letting on. And, the sword, it's still here, you know?
Shh, yes, I know. When was this?
2 weeks ago. And, the sword... you know, it's going to... It's going to sound insane.
Okay, more insane than a mutant beast chasing three people through the woods of Big Bear?
Yeah. Look, when it's around, I swear I can feel it. Like deep in my soul. There's this fucking itch. This itch, and the only thing that can scratch it is this weird fucking mutant sword. I'm sorry. I took you away from your job, and there's no way you believe me. I don't even believe me.
Kay, my shift was over when you came in.
What?
Yeah, you had this look on your face. Like, this mix of determination and fear. And Ellie was taking over for me, and while she's lovely, she does not do well in high-stress situations.
Oh, let me just get this. You spent hours helping me, unpaid?
I've got a soft spot for the helpless. And honestly, this is way better than eating frozen pizza and catching up on Charmed reruns.
You believe me?
Yeah. And, totally cool if the answer's no, but can I see it? The sword...
Where do you think he's taking us?
I thought we weren't supposed to ask questions on the quest. Just, like, follow it.
Oh, well, yeah. But, you know, we're, like, following, like, a centaur through Beverly Hills, right?
I think he's a satyr, actually. Centaurs are like horses or donkeys. And I thought this was all about being open to what... the quest presents.
I'm so fucking open. I'm like a revolving door of openness. Sorry, Mr. Goatman, sir, can we maybe get an idea of our final destination?
He hasn't said anything for the past mile. He's not going to suddenly get like verbose with us.
Maybe we just have to speak his language. So, what? We just follow him through the city?
I guess.
Oh, are your feet not killing you? I can't remember the last time I walked this much.
I can't remember the last time you complained this much. Goat dude? Is this where you wanted to take us?
A bus stop?
'Cause I'm not taking the bus. Oh, come on. You're not a fan, too.
What's Eternally Merlin?
It's a stupid reality show that Gwen and Kay are obsessed with. Some dude in a bunch of leather and a ton of smoke runs around pretending to do cheap drugstore magic.
Dunno. Looks kinda cool.
Well, your quest walked us a mile to look at a poster for a show I'm already forced to watch once a week. Lots of self-discovery here. Yeah, we get it. Magic Dude is your thing. I'm sure you can find someone to hook you up with Cable in Half Goatman Land. Don't you have a lamppost to guard or something?
I think he was guarding the war orphans.
I'm pretty sure it was the lamppost, but whatever.
Oh, whoa, bro. Respect the quest pack.
Is he? Is. He's definitely sniffing it.
What? Aw, little dude, did you want to smoke? We're, like, so good at sharing. You just had to ask.
Arthur? You home?
Is your voice going to echo back?
What?
This place is huge, dude. You grew up here?
Yeah. Not here exactly. This is the pool house. Arthur took it over after we both threw a fit about needing separate identities.
Right.
Yeah.
When was that?
When we turned 16. He didn't really want his own identity. We don't even look alike. He was just, nervous. Mom was going to catch him sneaking girls in at night, or that Jess was going to say something about all, the used condoms in the trash.
Jess?
Oh, our nanny.
You had a nanny at 16?
We were difficult.
What about you?
What do you mean?
Well, your girls just had to shimmy down the drain pipe in the morning?
No. Arthur's always been more adept at the wooing.
The wooing.
Anyways, he's probably got it in his room somewhere.
You sure it's here?
I can't think of anywhere else it could be. He can't have hid it in the house without me noticing, or my parents.
Why is he hiding it at all?
Because he told me and Gwen we hallucinated the whole thing.
And you don't believe him?
I know what I saw. And I know when he's lying and when he's scared. He was both.
Isn't Arthur going to wonder why his stuff is everywhere?
Arthur doesn't wonder much. Any luck?
Just the very intimate knowledge that your brother is a boxer briefs man.
Yeah, those probably aren't clean.
Ugh, oh my god.
Where the fuck did he hide it? It's a broadsword, not his porn collection. It shouldn't be this hard to find. Even that's not hard to find, actually. Oh, my God.
What?
Porn.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were kids, my mom found Arthur's porn collection wedged between his mattress and the bed frame. Lost her shit. Help me lift this up. One, two, three.
Did you see anything?
Nope.
Hey, maybe it's just somewhere else.
No, I can feel it here.
Maybe he's just keeping it close to him?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Dude, how could you not want to smoke with a literal man goat? Goat? Man? Like, this is like what dreams are made of.
What if it's a trap?
Then you've got a sword, right? Like, what exactly is it about goat legs that is threatening to you?
What about goat legs isn't threatening? First of all, they're hairy. And it's like, does that mean they're naked, or does the hair count as clothes?
does your leg hair count as pants?
No! So, like, by that logic, they're just nudists, which is aggressive. Also, like, should we be milking him?
Milking him?
You milk goats is. It's how you make goat cheese.
Really?
Yes. What the fuck did you think goat cheese was made out of?
Like, goat stuff?
You know cheese is made out of milk, right?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Oh, what's up, little dude?
He's like 6 feet tall, is he? Who's being condescending now?
Okay, but he is like really freaking out.
Is he gonna charge us? Dude, are you gonna run at us? Are you hiding horns under that luscious hair? What the fuck was that?
It's probably just a car leaving the garage, dude.
Get behind me.
For what? Why are you waving that thing around?
Just do it. I'm serious.
Fine. I just think if we're being realistic about who would win in a fight...
It would be the dude with a sword.
Oh, God, you're holding it like a pool noodle, dude.
Whatever. It's about the size, not how you use it.
Yeah, dude, that is definitely not the same.
Okay. Okay. I got this.
Was that a bear?
You've got this, right, Brad? I'm really gonna need you to get this one.
Dude, you are going to drop that with the gloves on.
I'm not gonna touch it.
It's literally slipping out of your hands. Just give me the sword. I can do it.
No, don't touch it. I've got it. I'll do it. Okay, Brad. I'm gonna grab you and you're not gonna show me anything weird, okay? Okay.
Arthur, whatever it is, it's coming. What the fuck is that?
How the hell should I know?
This is... You said you were seeing things?
Yes, just... Did I get it?
I think so?
Is everyone okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Let's get you home. I think there might have been a tad too much vision in our quest.
Almost done, I swear. I will not even log the overtime.
Well, that would be a shame. We do prefer to pay our employees for their work.
Oh, my God, I am sorry.
Apologizing for staying late at work? I have to say, that's a new one.
I know we're supposed to clock all of our hours, but I am out for the week. I just got a little wrapped up in finishing this report.
Is this the Ancestry Project? I thought we tabled this.
Yeah, you did, but I was looking through the reports, and it kind of stuck out.
It was always interesting. They said we hit a brick wall with it.
You did, but something doesn't sit exactly right. I think we were maybe looking for a different kind of test subject.
Ah, shit, I've got a networking thing. I was headed there when I saw the lights still on down here.
Oh, sorry, I can head out if you were just waiting on me.
Would you like to join me?
At the... networking thing?
Yeah. Bunch of stuffy science kids from my alma mater that'll just be circle-jerking to see who gets the most grant money this year. You'd be doing me a favor, really.
Oh, yeah, I... Sorry, let me just... I am so sorry, I have to take this. He never calls.
Of course.
Arthur, is everything okay? Yeah, okay. I'll be right over.
Rain check.
I am so sorry. He's like family.
Another time, Gwen. Family comes first. Can I give you a piece of advice? Learn to sometimes put yourself first. Opportunities like this don't usually wait.
Hey,
pass me that one from earlier? The French one with the gold engravings on the leather? Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Shoot.
Why are you so obsessed with this?
I told you, my brother...
No, that explains why Arthur should be obsessed with this, not you. And I haven't seen him in the library once.
He's my twin brother. I care about him more than anything.
I'm not saying you don't. But I know the difference between someone searching for an answer for somebody else and someone searching for an answer for themselves.
An answer for Arthur is an answer for me.
Okay. France, you said, right? I think the France pile's over here.
Thanks. I didn't mean to shut you down or anything.
No big.
No, it is. Gwen and Arthur have been shutting me down left and right about this. You know, saying law school is getting the best of me. If it weren't for you, all of this, I'd probably be agreeing with them.
I never said law school wasn't getting the best of you. You just, misbutton your shirts half the time. It's not the magical sword delusions are getting the best of you.
I miss buttons on my shirt?
Yeah, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I've got torts those days. It's like early, and I'm not a morning person, okay?
Look, if you want to tell me why this means so much to you, I want to listen. But if you'd rather flip through more ancient texts till our eyes bleed, I've got 6 fingers left that don't have paper cuts.
Honestly, Arthur and I have never really been exactly in step. You know what I mean? I think people always expected us to do the same thing, exactly the same way, because we're twins, you know? But we never have. Arthur's my best friend, but we've always been complete opposites. I'm rational to the point of insane self-induced anxiety, and he's passionate and carefree to the point of impotence. I have always been catching up to him since the day we were born.
I thought you said he was more of a slacker.
He is! Oof! That's what's so frustrating. He sleeps all day, doesn't have a job, barely cracks a textbook. All right, once we were on a field trip in the fifth grade to SeaWorld, back when it was just, cool to see killer whales up close and watch dolphins do tricks.
The good old days.
Yeah. So, except Arthur convinces me and Gwen that we should sneak into the enclosure and pet the whales.
Did you do it?
Well, we hopped the fence, yeah. I don't remember how we managed it. Then this trainer comes, spots us the instant we get onto the shore part, and freaks out on us about how this isn't a playground, and how these are real wild animals, and that you know what Arthur does?
Cries.
No, yeah. He smiles. Yeah. And this woman with insane degrees who rides killer whales like a fucking surfboard for a living. She's totally undone by this 10-year-old's smile.
Did you guys get in trouble?
No. She even let us feed one of the whales before kicking us out.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that look, that's just once, It's always been like that. Captain of the football team when he's never thrown a ball in his life. Prom king, even though he wasn't nominated. Pool house when he decides he wants to move out at 16. And pool house again when he decides undergrad is too much work and he just wants to spend time finding himself. Everything has always been so...
easy?
No, natural. Everything comes naturally to him, even this stupid sword. But this, research and problem solving, this comes naturally for me. And maybe if I can find a way to figure this one out, the adventure part will start for me as well. You know, maybe it'll just come naturally to me now.
Well, let's keep looking, yeah? These fingers aren't going to get paper cuts on their own.
All right.
Kay?
Yeah?
Not to be, intrusive or anything, but isn't this guy the background on your phone?
Oh my god. Yeah, that's Merlin. I mean, with a beard, old silk robes, and a lot less leather, but...
Merlin, court sorcerer with the one true heir to the throne.
Holy shit.
Arthur, you here? Hello? Shit, dude, sorry. Why are all the lights off? Arthur.
Guinevere?
Yeah, Arthur. It's Gwen. You know I hate that.
It's a good name. Makes you sound like a princess.
Okay. Are you okay? You sounded off when you called, which the last time you actually called me, I think you were so high you couldn't remember how to find the keyboard on your phone.
Just needed you.
Yeah, okay. No way am I letting you smoke anything else, buddy. I know you're still pissed, but the shame spiral has never looked good on you.
No, not that. I don't want to smoke. I just wanted you with me.
Oh. Okay, is this about the nightmares? Kay said you were still having them, but I figured he was just projecting or something over the whole...
Gwen.
Yeah, what?
This isn't about Kay. I needed...
If you wanted to cuddle, all you had to do was... ask. You just kissed me?
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't a joke, right? Because if it is a joke, I don't think it would be very funny, Artie.
I'd like very much if it was not a joke. If that's okay.
Arthur.
Please, Guinevere. Stay with me.
Okay, yeah, I'll stay.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, Dallas Seeker as Lance, Grace Corcunis as Triss, Mia Kadama as Izzy, and Lily Richards as Morgana. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Grace Corcunis, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandemproductions.com. There, you can access bonus content and sneak peeks for all of our shows.